everybody throughout the year just trying to remember, trying to put together, trying to figure out all the different pieces of Tati from all the different facets and all the different parts of him was an unbelievable task, just to try to put together in your mind, to save the memories, to save your picture of him and how you're gonna go weiter and how we're gonna keep on going. Was something that there was a lot of time, a lot of effort that was put into it, just because, as we know, Tati was not a single, you know, he didn't have his thing that he was known for. There was just so many facets, so many different parts of him, that every person that you speak to knew him in a different way. Every person knew him in a different thing. We put together, you know, basic what we could. I just want to go through what we wrote in the Matseva and our different pieces that we could learn from. And like I spoke about last night, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avram Avinu about Sodom, and he said, Ki Yadativ, because I love him. Why do I love him? Because he teaches his kids, Amana Sheyitzaves, Bonaves, Bnei Beis Yachrov, because he left over his tzivoy to his kids and to his talmidim. And then the pasuk says, Laman Havi Hashem al Avram, Eis Asher Dibar Elav. So Rashi says that second Laman is that it comes back to him. Everything that he gave to us, you know, the reciprocation that he gave us, and we're going to be now giving him a nachas ruach and shemayim. He's going to give us comfort to know that he's in a good place, he's happy, and we have to continue the next door. We have to continue that legacy, and we have to continue, and it's our achrayus to continue. The main focus of what I think is what he spoke about all the time, which I'm sure everybody has heard this speech from him many, many different times. But to me, it was from the biggest impact it ever made in my life. Was there was a time where there was a certain simcha, there was a certain event that I wanted to go to, and he really felt I shouldn't go. It wasn't easy, but he basically sat down the family and he explained the following. And he said, and I'm sure everybody heard it many, many times, we don't look at Torah and mitzvahs as 613 issues that we have to deal with. Torah and mitzvahs are who we are. This is our life. This is who we are. And that was the main thing. There was a reason why he was able to live his life without looking for kavod. Money didn't mean anything to him. Different things in life didn't mean anything to him because it wasn't like he had his life and he was doing different things. He was doing mitzvahs. This was his life. His life was Torah mitzvahs. His life was the focus of everything that he lived for. Like we know on the refrigerator, there was this saying they said that the only thing that matters is what Hashem thinks of me. And that's not the only thing. And therefore, money didn't mean anything. He had it. He didn't have it. He gave it. It comes. It goes. This is not a focus. It's not. There's no me involved. Which is Chai Kol Yom of Ke'eved Lifnei Bayre, which we always talked about. An Eved is someone that has zero zich. An Eved doesn't have his own Metzias. His whole Metzias is whatever his master, whatever his rabbi wants for him, that's what he does. And that's how Tati lived his entire life. He didn't have, I don't know for sure, but I don't think I remember him going on a vacation. I need a few days off. I'm going on vacation, or I need to go eat out, or I need to go relax. His whole life was Kol Yom of Ke'eved Lifnei Bayrei. We all know how much Yiga, Nehemek, Betayro, Baki, Bechol, Chadara, how much his learning from Rebaba, his early life, and then his continual, even I remember in the shul, there was one tkufa where he brought me down to say, Be'i'in Shiram of Rebaba Berman, where he learned over the Sefer. We gave Shurim on Chayim, and then he gave Shurim on Rav Abba, right? Yigiyas HaTorah, Amelus HaTorah, delving into the depths of Torah, was from his basis, from his Shurim, of what he was, and this is what created him as someone. And then he was Taka Baki. He was a Baki in Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. He was a Baki in Evan Ezer, in Chayshim Mishpat, in areas that most people are not Bekiyim in. He was from the biggest Bekiyim in it. He was a Dayan Yair Mishpatel of Medakte Kol Chayseah. He was a Dayan, and he was extremely medactic in halacha, like Rav David pointed out before. You know, when there was a Kaddish Sholem, when there was a Shaila of, I was thinking about it this morning. You know, if there were two girsas of how to say something, he would always say the longer one. Right? You know, you go to the Kaisel, and you're saying the Korban Pesach, and Erev Pesach, so there's the Nusach. Then he had this Nusach that had an extra three lines. I don't know where he got it from, but he would say that too, right? Because he was looking to do more. He wasn't looking to do less. Meir Einei Rivvois Yisrael Balamdam Devera, we know whether it was Art Scroll, whether it was the effort that he put into it, to the clarity of Kal Yisrael. In the early years, there was a Koyl, he was a Rish Koyl, a night Koyl, a day Koyl, and the Shul. That's what he looked at. The way he looked at the Shul were Talmidim. His goal was to build the shul to be a yeshiva, right? You can't just leave the yeshiva. You can't just... You're part of it. You're chelik of the yeshiva. We're learning. We're steiging together. We're not just a place where we come daven. That was his main focus for the community. We all know his tefillah zoraz l'shtapech kevasikin l'fnei yoytzrei. His davening was something he didn't, you know, from the first word of Maida'ani until... You know, the end of Altira, he didn't miss a word. Karbonis, you know, I don't talk about myself, but I don't know if I say Karbonis, but I definitely know it by heart. Just from the walk to shul. When we were kids, we walked to shul, 25 minute walk in the morning. And he was saying Karbonis the entire time. So I could basically say Karbonis by heart, just from listening, you know, from walking him to shul in the morning. Yidavim Vesikin. Part of just the metzias of somebody that is doing the halacha the best way, the most, you know, the best way it's possible. Emes ner l'rago v'chol nesivasai, is we know that there was nothing that stopped him. He didn't care about anybody. He wasn't afraid of anybody. There was an emes. There was a certain yashrus of things that had to get done. And he went, and Tati did it. And it didn't matter if it was with the world, it didn't matter if it was against the world. The point is that he learned the sugya, he believed in his abilities to learn the sugya, and then he learned the sugya and he went with it. And whether it was binyanei ha'olam, whether it was binyanei halacha, whether it was binyanei hashkafa, whether it was binyanei teira, he believed in himself, he believed in the emes of his ways when he did the research, and he went with it. You know, there was a famous fight once in the house of if I'm a chuyav, when I'm learning to realize that maybe my pshat is wrong, right? Maybe when I'm learning, I have to say that I'm learning the way I believe, but maybe I'm wrong and maybe the other person is right. And he, mamash, held not like that. He held that a person has an emes. When you're learning Torah, you're learning kafi, if you're delving into it, if you're not sure, so you're not sure. But if you're learning and you're getting to the bottom of it, so you have to believe that you're emes. Emes is your guiding. And if you don't believe it's MS, then you have no right to say it. And this was a guide everywhere in his life. This was a guide when it came to difficult inyanim in the tzibur. This was his guide when it came to halacha. This was his guide when it came to helping other people, that there was a certain MS and it didn't matter what other people said. Batach b'kainay b'chol oyez u'v'simcha avadoy. The bitachon that he lived his life with is something that as the year goes on, is more and more something that's inspiring and a machayev to all of us. It's very easy to learn Shaar Bitachon and be inspired by Shaar Bitachon, but then when it comes to lemaisa de kashayla of should I quit my job because this is I'm going to have a closer job, to actually step and go do it and take that leap of bitachon and actually live your life is a very scary step. To learn it and even to believe it and to think about it and the whole day to know that your parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and your health comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to really learn Shaar Bitachon is something that's very, very difficult, but it's doable. You can learn it. You can be inspired. We listen to the Shiurim again and again and again. But then when you have to take that leap and actually live your life that way, that's something that he did and he demanded of his tzibur, of his talmidim, of his shul. He lived his life that way. He was able to pick up and do things based on bitachon and tell people to take jobs based on bitachon. And he wasn't afraid. He wasn't nervous that, oh, what's going to be if it doesn't work out? Because bitachon is the way to live your life. And if you live your life based on Hashem, everything is going to work out like it says in Shaar Bitachon. B'simcha avodei, we all know his simcha. We all know his geshmak for life. We all know his appreciating every moment of mitzvahs, of Torah. Hinnig b'das of a chachmas ki losai, we know how much effort and how much thought he put into his kehila, how much thought he put into the way the shul should be run, how much he appreciated the people that were helping him and running it and doing and just setting everything up. But he held of the kehila aspect of it. He held very much that it has to be a kehila, it has to be something that's being run not just as a shul where we daven, but as a kehila. Lazar la'oni v'la'umlo pasach libay. The chesed that he did, whether it was flying to America to help people, whether it was helping people here that needed help, it was a real involvement. He didn't sleep at night when there were people that had tzaras. He didn't sleep when there were people, he'd stay up at night saying tillim. He would daven, whether it was family members that needed yeshuas, whether it was people in his kehila that needed yeshuas, whether it was random people that he never heard of, that he never knew, that someone called him and said they need help with something, he would do anything in the world. He would get involved. It was a real echbatiyut. He really cared about other people. He looked at Klal Yisrael as a klal, and anybody that could do anything to help the other person, he did it. V'chiba yasha v'chizei kedushas artzai. We know that this, you know, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he was coming with 9 children. It was his snagdus from, you know, the kids. I don't know if you could call me a snagdus, but just to pick up and come to Eretz Yisrael, because he had a real chiba of Eretz Yisrael. He believed, he knew that this is where a yid belongs. This is the makam of a yid, and it didn't matter the difficulties, didn't matter what he was leaving behind. And then he just came to Eretz Yisrael. And then he got involved in Kedushas Haaretz. He got involved in the, that's for Kodesh in the beginning. Then he got involved in the Shemitah, Eitzah Aretz, and he got involved in Hilchas Atluyas Baaretz, and he wanted to make the tzibur that he was part of be aware of the mitzvahs Atluyas Baaretz. And then Yashrus Halichos of Hinchelach of Ozarei, he had a family that he cared for, that he was madrich. Every single child in the family had a special relationship with him. Every single child had his siachsis with him and how he dealt with them. Some it was a little easier, some it was a little tougher, some it was a little... He had his mahalach with every kid, and he, Taka, created, together with Mami, an unbelievable family. And amidst Hashem, the family is going to continue in Tati's ways. Amidst Hashem, we're going to continue striving to be the Yidden that we could be, to live our life the way we're supposed to live, and we're going to continue giving him nachas, and Neshama will have an aliyah, and Mami, you should be spal, everyone should continue living in good health, and together, Adbiyas Goyal Tzedek.
Amen. Amen.